Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropps.
To toll or not to toll? That is the question. Hey, welcome everybody as we begin a new broadcast week here on Political Coffee. It's Political Coffee Clatch Day. Make sure you join us this evening from 6 to 8 down at Sparky's Brewing Company. Family friendly. That means you can bring kids in there. Sparky's Brewing Company tonight at 6 o'clock. Got a great program for you. We have local candidates showing up. You know, the people that are going to make decisions about your life if you're in the Salem area. You know, like whether they should vote to, you know, impose an income tax. Again, or some other tax. As you know, that revenue task force is meeting tonight. And of course, since it's, you know, pretty much stacked with folks that are going to, well, bought into the idea that, we've got to have more money. Just got to have more money. So that happens tonight also at 6:30. So Coffee Clatch starts at 6. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk to the candidates. It'll be running for city council and maybe others, because you never know who's going to show up. And we have a great presentation tonight from the Freedom Foundation. Not to be one that gives you hope, because they, folks, they're leveling the playing field. And I do mean it. By helping workers leave the union. The unions, the government worker unions. All that tonight. Come and join us. Plus, well, an inside look at what happened down on the South Coast in the Oregon Republican Party, where we have two new national committee people, new national committee woman, and Tracy Honnell. And a new national committee man, Dan Mason. How did all of that happen and what happened? We'll get all of that tonight, along with a very surprise visit of Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, a surprise not to some, but it was to others. He was down on the South Coast just before the meeting. Made the trip out here. From where he's at these days, I think he moved to Texas, someplace a lot freer than where he was. And anyway, folks, I've got a great Political Coffee Clatch for you tonight. So Oregon lost jobs for the first time since 2021. An Oregonian article. The state's data says the state posted a net loss in jobs from a year earlier, and the unemployment rate went higher for the first time more than a year. It's not a recession. Wages are still climbing. Mike Rogaway writes in this article, and Oregon's labor market remains tight by historical standards. Employers say that it's still very hard to find workers. So we're about 5,000 fewer jobs than what we had from a year earlier. Now, all right, so we have 1.97, almost 2 million jobs. So 5,000 is really just not that much, is it? And the slowdown isn't a big surprise. But what you need to do is compare it to the rest of the country. Because nationally, over the last year, job growth across the country on an average is 1.9%, almost 2% higher than it was the year before. Yet we're down 0.2%, 5,000 jobs. So the question begs me and my lightning quick mind, why is it that the rest of the country's gaining and Oregon's losing? I want to talk about that today. I also want to talk about Tina Kotek. I opened the show with to toll or not to toll. That is the question. It didn't take long for Tina Kotek to really backtrack from her saying that, yeah, tolling's dead. Because as I intimated to you, it ain't, and it wasn't going to be, folks. The left never stops, and Tina Kotek, as the person who ushered through tolling as Speaker of the House, who's now governor, yeah, she's not going to backtrack from that. Oh, but they are just long enough to get through the next election. And long enough to get through her re-election in 2026. Because, you know, she's put this on hold. Originally, it was she's just pausing it until January 1st, 2026. Well, yet she's now trying to explain away her letter earlier to the week that said, well, it's over. It's done with. We're not going to do anything. Now she's asking the legislature, which, of course, as we told you last week, was pushing back to her saying, nope, we're going to take up tolling anyway. So she originally comes out. She has this pause. And this article, by the way, is a Coin 6 article. She has this pause that she'd already put in place until 2026, till January 1st of 2026. Now, remember, she's up for re-election in November of 2026. And then she comes out with the letter last week saying it's clear the polling shows that we're going to get our butts kicked if we Democrats, and that was my quote in the Clark County Today article by John Lee, whom you heard on the show, who's gone around the state with this. Well, he's the guy that brought forward the 86% cost of collecting tolls. He's the guy that brought that forth. Well, he wrote this other article, and I'm quoted in it. And yes, the polling that came out showed that 91% of Clackamas County residents were opposed to tolling. It came out that 69% of Multnomah County residents, folks, that is the base of the Democrat Party. That is the base of Tina Kotek's reelection, folks. Get it? See what's happening here? So she saw this poll. The Democrats saw this poll that said, we got a problem here electorally. Because a whole bunch of seats, Democrat seats in Washington County and in Clackamas County are in jeopardy now. The control of the Oregon legislature is in jeopardy now. So Tina had to do something. So she extends, she sees this poll and she knows that this is an issue that has been ongoing for some time. And that is a political nail in the coffin, the kiss of death, whatever moniker you want to give to it, folks, to Democrat control of the Oregon legislature. Now, why would that be? Well, all you have to do is look at the Democrats' redistricting plan that they wrote and drew, the map, from a couple of years ago. And all what you will see is you will see all of these fingers of legislative districts, both Senate and House, that extend up into Multnomah County. Some of them in Washington County, which has a massive Democrat voter registration edge. Now, not Clackamas County. That's the difference. The reason that they put all of these districts up into Multnomah County is to make sure that they get a large number of Democrat voters, and then they turn up the voter register or the voter registration machine too, which is perfect, right? Where in Oregon, you don't remove anybody from the voter rolls. That's the plan, right? So they can use them in cheating and stealing elections. But anyway, look, Multnomah County, folks, has a 7-1 Democrat over Republican voter registration advantage. It's that big. So every time you extend a legislative district up into Multnomah County, you're assuring that district is going to have just enough Democrat voters to always win. The fly in the ointment is the tolling issue, folks. It is huge because they hate it. Now, this is why the Democrats have to keep the focus on abortion. It's the only thing they're going to have to combat two things, tolling and the cultural issue of loss of parental rights through bills like House Bill 2002 that still allows to this day, folks, 10-year-olds to get abortions without parental consent or knowledge, and a criminal to go free. And the school board's bill, the Democrats' permanent or porn forever in schools bill, that bill that we just defeated, that will be back. See, the Democrats have to put the focus on abortion to keep the focus off of tolling and off the culture war against you as parents, you as grandparents, because they know that those are deal killers to them. This is why Tina now saw this poll and said, you know, I got to extend this out past my reelection in 2026. Her original January 1st, 2026 date is now January 1st, 2027. Is this all too transparent? Or do you think that you could maybe talk to a persuadable person in your sphere of influence, your world, whatever world that is, and ask them that question? Man, what a coincidence that Tina Kotek just to stop tolling until after she gets re-election. But now she's saying, well, I'm open to tolling later. Speak with forked tongue. Who has a forked tongue? It's something that crawls around on the earth on its belly. By the way, got a great suggestion from a state employee who shall never be named. An idea that we have this governor's debate, or not governor's, we got this Salem City mayoral debate, a live debate coming up at the Elsinore Theater, Tuesday, the April 30th at 6 p.m. They're free tickets, but you have to get tickets. This state employee is asking an important question, and it's one we'll have to ask the management of this radio station. Can we broadcast live from the mayor's debate? That's a great question. It might be fun. We'll see if it's possible. Great suggestion. Back in a moment. It's 6:20. You're listening to Political Coffee. To toll or not to toll? That's the question. What do you think about it? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. You know, something else that's adding into the tolling thing is an interesting article on the Oregon Catalyst. You can go to OregonCatalyst.com, or you can see it through OregonWatchdog.com. Did you notice how gas prices in Oregon jumped 34 cents in 1 month? I did. Why would that be? Now, by the way, we now have the fifth highest gas prices in the nation. Fifth highest, folks. What do you think about that? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Now, just if you add all of these issues, the culture war against your parental rights, Democrats wanting porn forever in our schools, taking away your parental rights to have any knowledge or say in your minor daughter's abortion, and allowing a criminal who impregnated her to go free, because it's still against the law, folks. These are culture war issues. Tolling. High gas prices. Why? Well, it's interesting to note that all the states that have embraced the crazy lefty ideas of clean fuels, like California, like Hawaii, like Washington, Nevada, and Oregon, all have the highest gas prices in the nation, folks. It's interesting to note that we're all on the left coast, too. Can you believe that Hawaii is 30 cents a gallon cheaper than California? California has all the refineries. Hawaii has to have all of its fuel shipped in an ocean barge all the way across the Pacific. And they're 30 cents a gallon cheaper. Well, actually, it's 21 cents a gallon cheaper, just to be accurate. Washington. So California's average gas price is $4.90 a gallon. Hawaii is $4.69 a gallon. Washington is $4.30 a gallon. Nevada is $4.18 a gallon. In Oregon, our average is $4.06 a gallon. Do you think that people are noticing that when they fill up their car? Do you think that could be a campaign issue? Do you think that Republicans and conservatives could use the issue of to toll or not to toll in the upcoming elections? Friends, I'm telling you, the Democrats cannot help themselves. The liberal left, the leftists that want to return us into the Stone Age. That's really what they want. They want us using no fossil fuel. They want to ban natural gas use everywhere. They want to ban all fossil fuels. They want to take down our dams and make us pay extremely high rates for electricity from windmills and solar panels that don't work at night. And now they want to toll our roads. Even if you're driving an electric vehicle, you still get to pay the toll. All of this is a gift to Republicans if they will use it in the upcoming elections. This is the danger, the Democrats. This is the danger zone. And I should play that song from Top Gun. You know, the Kenny Loggins song, Highway to the Danger Zone. Yeah. Friends, this is the danger. This is where they have put themselves. Unless Republicans are too stupid politically to use it. And I do use the term stupid. Because some of them are. The political, and it's not the candidate, folks. It's the political consultants that think, well, we got to talk about jobs and education. Gee, who else talks about jobs and education? Democrats, don't they? Oregon just lost jobs for the first time since 2021, the pandemic. While the rest of the nation is gaining them. What's wrong with Oregon? Is that a simple question you could ask someone in a persuasive conversation? I bet you could. You could ask somebody about how they feel about Tina Kotek backtracking on saying, nope, we're not going to toll. How does that make you feel or trust a governor who says one thing and then turns around a week later and backtracks it, saying, well, no tolling for now until after I get reelected, but maybe tolling later? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Gary. He's on the line. Gary, go Beavs.
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks. What a weekend for the Ducks, huh?
How did they end up, by the way? I've been unable to see anything yesterday or yes.
We won the Pac-12 championship.
Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to the big dance.
Awesome. Good for you.
It was knocked off UCLA and then Arizona, and then won it with against Colorado. But beating UCLA or Arizona, it doesn't get any better than that for a Duck fan. So what a way to close out the Pac-12, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we wouldn't need tolling if we would manage our forests and take timber revenues coming out our ears. We should be the wealthiest state in the union, bar none, if we would manage our forests properly. Instead, we have closed them down over the spotted owl, which we showed during the thing that during the testimonies that's a total lie, that the spotted owl is going to die from the barred owl anyway, but they still use the spotted owl as their excuse to close down the forest and salmon and everything else without really doing real studies. And why do we even have a forestry department? They should close it down too.
And they may have to. Because sooner or later, we're going to give every penny to illegal aliens and schools. There'll be nothing left. And if we're not logging anymore, the Board of Forestry and the Department of Forestry just goes away. Good point. Back in a moment, 6:30. Stop the car.
We got to move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you back with us on Political Coffee. I'm your host, Jeff Krupp, fifth generation Oregon farmer, former state legislator, all-around good guy, and radio talk show host. Great to be with you. Folks, we're talking about Tina Kotek's backtracking on tolling, her promise not to toll, saying tolling was dead. Wow, she's backtracking on it, folks. Just long enough for her to get reelected in 2026. What do you think about that? And do you think that, well, conservatives could use this to win elections? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Oregon, by the way, also lost jobs. The rest of the country is gaining jobs. The average across the country is 1.9%. We lost jobs. Why would that be? And why is it that gas prices are up 34 cents a gallon? Is anybody asking that? Could it be because, by the way, our gas prices are highest on the West Coast. The average, folks, is highest on the West Coast. Now, let me ask you, we're fifth highest in the nation. Why would that be? What is in common with all of these left coast states that are run by Democrats? What's in common with all of them, with all of us? Could it be having something to do with state mandated programs of all types? Rich writes an email. By the way, you want to send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Art, hang on, I'll get to you in a second. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Rich writes, I believe if we look at the employment history of Oregon, we will see that it's always one of the worst in the nation. And when a deeper look into history is done, I believe it will show it was kept down by progressives. A state employee who should never be named says, Tina who? She needs a new nickname. Because of her wait-for-it approach on promoting tolls until after her reelection bid, maybe we ought to be using a new nickname for Tina. Instead of Governor Tina Kotek, maybe we should call her Governor Tina Tollget. Oh, I like that. That's pretty good. You know, we need to brand Tina, don't you think? Isn't it time we branded Tina? I think it is. Friends, somebody who is branded, and that is Freedom Heating and Air. They keep you warm on these cold mornings, cold nights. And they're not over with, folks. We've had some beautiful days, haven't we? Well, those days are going to come to an end. And if your system does not keep up today, it ain't going to keep up tomorrow. And it's not going to keep up when the heat hits this summer. Call Freedom Heating and Air, and they will fix it for you. Because that's one of the great things. One of the benefits to you is that they come out to your place right away and they get things fixed. One of the other great benefits is that they will work with you to design a plan to maybe upgrade your system. They can do it all. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net is their website. You can check all of that out for yourself. FreedomHeatingAndAir, all one word, .net. Or just call them at 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Happy Monday.
Yeah, couple happy things. Retirement for you, right?
Yeah.
Are you retired now?
Couple things I wanted to state today. First of all, sure. Gary, I know you're still listening. I lost your phone number. I would like to talk to you about some things, so give me a call, would you? And then here's what I would like to say this morning, Jeff. Obviously, the Democrats don't give a dang about us, period. But the big problem is, okay, they know how to lie well enough to keep in power, especially here in Oregon. And so we need to do a better job of communicating to people. Because, like you said, I think the time is right. But also, I think you're missing one key issue that is very, very important that the Democrats keep lying about. And we lose votes about it, and we have to attack it. And that is our senior citizens who are on Social Security, who listen to the BS from the Democrats, that the Republicans want to steal their money when it's not true. They want to definitely do a better job of running Social Security because, quite frankly, it's been mismanaged for years, and they've spent our money, the Social Security money, on other things instead of keeping it for what it was intended to do. And now we got to clean up the mess, but I think Republicans can do that. But the Democrats won't, because they want to have that issue to lie about with seniors.
Sure.
So they can get their damn vote.
That's why they've been accusing Trump of saying he's going to cut Social Security and Medicare. That's why he came out the other day and said, under no circumstances will we cut Social Security and Medicare. Okay?
But now, the Democrats here in Oregon,
what you're talking about,
keep lying about that, Jeff, and they get seniors to vote for them because of the big damn lie. And we definitely have to communicate better in Oregon to our senior citizens so that they will realize, okay, that the Republican Party is for them, especially with inflation and all the stuff. Because I can't imagine a senior citizen right now, especially those who retired many years ago, surviving, Jeff, because the environment just sucks. And the reason it does is because of Tina Kotek, Kate Brown, and the Democrats spending money that they shouldn't be spending.
Yeah, money that they have to, well, in essence, go to Uncle Sam, to the federal government, and ask for special money, special permission. And all of that ended when the COVID money ran out. They built government bigger with the COVID money, and now they're going to scramble to find money to replace the federal government COVID money, which means they're going to go back and they're going to ask for more of it. And that's why the next president matters. Art, thank you. You're right about it. They lie about a lot of
everything,
including not just tolling, but yeah, this business of, well, this business of Social Security and Medicare. Thanks, Art. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Doug writes an email. Toll roads are no different from immigrant welfare and foreign aid. Like foreign aid takes money from the poor people of a rich country and gives it to the rich people of a poor country. Let me say that again, because it is a profound statement. Like foreign aid takes money from the poor people of a rich country and gives it to the rich people, poor countries. Profoundly important and accurate observation. He continues. Toll road work project boondoggles don't hurt the rich, nor do high gas prices. We Americans have accepted the notion that our government can police and plan out the world, run our personal lives through checkpoints, toll roads, a central economic planner to limit our travel through the monetary policy. The true patriot is motivated by a sense of responsibility and out of self-interest for himself, his family, and the future of his country to resist abuse of power. He rejects the notion that patriotism means obedience to the state. Yeah, you're right. Should. We should be rejecting that notion that patriotism means obedience to the state. Would be a huge mistake to think so. You know, if you just think back to our founding fathers, this is an observation I want to make just momentarily here. Think back to our founders. How would the left be talking about them today? How would the newspapers of the day be talking about them today? Because they were patriots and they refused to be obedient to tyranny. The government at the time was the British government, the crown. They refused to put up with unjust laws passed by parliament. They were rebels. But only about 25% of Americans in America wanted to go along with the Revolutionary War. Think about America today. About 50% of America does not like what's going on in the country in many ways. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a story that is maybe the most important case in 50 years or 100 years before the U.S. Supreme Court. And the arguments are today, and it impacts Oregon. I'll talk to you about it on the other side at 6:48.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes to the hour. We'll chat with Rich in just a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, folks. I am buying these new products from MyPillow at huge discounts, and you can too. I got mostly moved into my new home over the weekend. Not quite finished, but I'm really close. And one of the things I need are bed sheets. They have the Percale bed sheets, queen sheets. I kid you not. They have them on sale. $23.98. These are queens, folks. Unbelievable. Plus a whole lot of other great things, like their six-piece towel sets, which I rave about. $29.98. I've got to buy more of them because now I got a whole house I got to think about. If you go to MyPillow.com, you can get these great deals. And please use our promo code that's unique to the show. That's PC23, the initials of Political Coffee, PC23. And you not only get these great discounts like I'm getting, but you also help Mike Lindell and this radio station fight for your liberty. It's about time. MyPillow.com, PC23. What's happening in the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court today? It's oral arguments in Murphy versus Missouri. It's the most important free speech case in American history. This is the case that has so far been granted all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court very quickly. This is the case by Gateway Pundit and a bunch of other states saying that the federal government cannot use any reason to conspire or coerce social media companies to censor free speech. This case, which is going to be argued today, and so far, those of us who believe in free speech have won this thing quickly all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. This impacts our federal lawsuit against the Secretary of State for the Ministry of Truth. We got to watch it carefully. You need to pay attention to it. This, again, is one of those issues you can use in free speech arguments, in conversations, persuadable conversations with persuadable people about your free speech. This is huge. Pay attention to it. It's going to be a big deal. It's one of the reasons that there's a story today, by the way, on Oregon Catalyst, about Brian Boquist running for treasurer. Folks, did you know that he's sat on for 20 years, has been on the revenue committee? He knows a lot about Oregon's income and expenses. Senator Linthicum, running for Secretary of State. Lots to talk about. Oh, by the way, in the same article, it talks about this massive homeless camp that's in Wallace Marine Park in West Salem. And in fact, the campers appear to be developed a ferry system. You can check it out on regularly updated Google Maps. Tonight at Political Coffee Clatch, 6 o'clock at Sparky's, we'll have local candidates running for Salem City Council. A great opportunity for you to have a conversation with them and ask them what they're going to do about this homeless camp, what they're going to do about homelessness in general. Let's go to Rich. Rich, thanks for hanging on. What do you think about today's topics?
If I recall correctly, a few years ago, there was a bill in the state legislature to automatically raise the gas tax every so often, and I don't remember what the percentage was. And I don't recall if that passed or not. I believe it did.
It did.
So it did. So that would be one of the other reasons our gas tax goes up automatically.
It does, and it's one of the reasons why we are the fifth highest gasoline cost in the nation. And look, California has the highest gas in the nation, and they have a ton of refineries. You would think it would be just the opposite, wouldn't you? Not so.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is if I've been reading the news correctly, I can't remember if it's Chevron or Exxon is thinking about shutting down their refinery and moving to their alternate one in Texas.
Gee, I wonder what that would do to our prices. Because, you know, they've got, I think there are two or three refineries up in Anacortes, Washington.
Well, I know if they move out of California, there's going to be lots of people that don't have any jobs.
Yep. And you can kiss all of those gas cars goodbye. Which, by the way, I think California is banning, like Oregon has, by what, 2035, something like that.
Yeah.
We can all drive electric vehicles, can't we?
Well, once they find out just how bad the pollution is on trying to do the lithium from the mining, maybe they'll have to do to something else like graphene or something for their batteries because of how they're destroying parts of the world because of their mining.
And it would just be so easy to develop these tiny little nuclear reactors that could go power an automobile. What are the odds?
Well, I think on the road, the safest thing is going to be hydrogen.
You're right, it would be. Hey, Rich, thanks. Folks, did you see the story about the Hezbollah terrorist arrested at the southern border? He very brazenly said he wanted to make a bomb. A Lebanese migrant claims to be a Hezbollah terrorist. Now, folks, probably not real, probably just making it up. Who knows? Maybe he was. Just think about the thousands of people like him that have come across the southern border, not declaring that they're a terrorist, not even on the terrorist watch list yet, which, by the way, we are, as you know, apprehending record numbers of them on the terrorist watch list coming across the southern border. You just wonder how many of the people that are really crossing that Joe Biden is saying, come on in, are really terrorists. And guess what happens? They will become active when Donald Trump becomes president. There you go. Hey, something else that you should be active at is thinking about, you know, if I'm going to remodel a kitchen or a bathroom, I should call Righteous Renovations. I should call Eric Azer because he does extremely high quality work. And you'll see it if you go to his website, RighteousRenovations.com. Check it out. Eric Azer, RighteousRenovations.com. Political Coffee Clatch tonight, 6 p.m. at Sparky's. Great presentation on the power of how Freedom Foundation is leveling the playing field politically in Oregon and local candidates, and the inside story of what happened down at the Oregon Republican Party. See you then. Somewhere waiting, somewhere always gotta be.